I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Two Drink Minimum, the most magical podcast in the land. In front of me, we got comedy legend Mike Ward and local wizard Chris Ramsey.
And you are Petels. I like how it started. Amazing. Legend, a local guy. And I don't have a name.
Some other guy. I don't know.
And Poseidon.
I'm here.
We don't give Poseidon enough love.
No.
He used to be our third mic, and now he's just a guy.
I'm just producing
at the computer.
Yeah, he likes it that way.
Yeah, you know what? It takes four wheels to drive something properly. Three, you know the saying, "Am I third wheel?" You know, it takes four.
Oh yeah, sure.
Get the nice stability
going. Don't listen to him. It's an illusion.
Yeah, we could go on double.
Don't feel bad for this guy. He's in charge of the cameras, dude. Yeah. You know how many times he cuts to him for no reason?
All the time.
He's like, "I look good right now, dude."
The most complaints
he's fixing
I get.
His mustache while he's listening to you. All of a sudden, it's him. Just like
I'm fixing my hair,
doing perfect things always. You're like, come on.
The most. What are you doing? That's the most complaints I ever get for the podcast. Is why he's always cutting himself. We're talking, and it's just him like.
That's weird for him, though. You can't not cut to yourself, but also you got to cut to yourself, which is a little bizarre.
And he's got like two cameras on him.
Yeah. I do?
Yeah.
Jumping in.
Oh, yeah, the wide and the...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and then
but
sometimes...
when you're on, they're both wide.
Yeah. But when I put wide, it's like I'm doing shit, but I realize I do like dumb shit when I'm on the wide. But in my head, the wide is just you guys. I'm invisible in the wide in my head.
That's so when you pick your nose.
You're never invisible.
I know. Like one time, I think, fuck.
We all got to hope he's not honest while we're picking our nose. He's just like, cut the camera, fucking stick my finger
in. I zoom
in
on you when you pick your nose.
Yeah, exactly.
But like, Mark, I want to hear about Jamaica.
Oh, shit. I just got to pay for parking. I just realized I hadn't paid for parking.
Mike went to Jamaica. I've never been to Jamaica.
Trudeau's been to Jamaica.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
He's Jamaican me cry.
Yeah.
So Trudeau, by the way, hates us.
Does he now?
Yeah, he does.
I don't know if he does.
Yeah, he put on new laws so they could put us in prison for life.
Well, no, that didn't pass. That's like suing someone. You just do it. Doesn't mean you're gonna win, right? And that's what they do with laws a lot of times. Well, if you want to sue someone, I sue for this. You can sue anyone for anything. You're not going to win. You're just going
to
cost
like
people
the
time.
He won't be able to win this.
I don't think so.
Like if he wants
that's
to put you in jail.
That's fucking crazy.
They froze bank accounts. They sent this guy all the way to the Supreme Court. What are you talking about, bro? These people are lunatics.
Yeah, but like prison's a different monster entirely. Like prison, now we're North Korea. Like, what are we doing?
Oh, is that, so the line just keeps
changing. As soon as prison's involved, that's where you're like, okay, it's like, there's this and that.
Didn't
fines,
they arrest
but
people
like,
with a trucker?
They did. And in the UK now, I think there's a guy who went around putting stickers saying it's okay to be white, and then he got thrown in prison for 2 years.
Yeah. So it's not okay
so
to
it's
be
not
white?
Okay, apparently.
I guess, yeah.
Whoa, 2 years?
Yeah, 2 years. Jesus, I think I have it here.
Get out of here.
Yeah, you got to – look, man. You got to be more wizardly. You got to have experience.
Yeah, but imagine how cushy his cell is, though. He's got the best cell.
That's the UK. It's not not sweet.
It's actually weird, though.
You're right. It is a little fucked up.
It's slippery slope. We keep giving them little inches, and they're fucking us.
If you go to jail because of a sticker, it's okay to be white. And then people are like, hey, we have a white supremacist coming to jail. So all of the like the Aryan race guys
are like
you're our hero. Yeah. Like, no, I just, you know, I thought
that was his plan all along. He's like, I'm just going to be the leader of the Aryan race.
Well, look at this far-right activist.
Go down.
I want to know the stickers, though.
Do you think
vitriolic,
nationalistic, and vitriolic? So nationalistic. What's wrong with being nationalistic? Again, they turned into a bad thing. They were telling us for years it's good to be proud of your nation.
It used to be patriotic.
Yeah.
Now
here's how you do it. You put an asterisk on white, and then in small print you write, "I was talking about my teeth or something."
No,
right?
No, go down.
And then they try to be throwing jail. Be like, no, it's about my teeth. I'm a dentist.
But did he say it's okay to be right or fuck everyone who's not white?
Either way, I don't think you should be in jail for anything you say.
Yeah, what did it say? Exactly.
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
The sticker contained ethnic slurs. That sounds...
Yeah.
It's not
that's
2 years.
That's a bit worse.
Yeah,
that.
Hold on a second. This isn't what you were saying.
It's not prison, though. It's not
this
prison.
Is not what you were saying at all.
Poseidon, this isn't how you described it to us. No,
but wait, hold on. Yeah. What did the sticker
you
say?
You hold Nazi...
Because I read online that it said... hold on.
Yeah, let's look
find
this
the stickers.
Give me a second.
I hope it was swastikas. If Poseidon's like, he didn't even get a chance to finish this mace. Yeah. He didn't even get a chance to finish this mace.
It's an old Hindu symbol.
Yeah, it's just like N-word, F-word.
Yeah.
Even that, though, I don't think it should be 2 years. I don't think it should be prison. I think he should be allowed to say it, so then he shouldn't stick it everywhere. That should be crazy.
I'm not showing the stickers.
Say whatever the fuck you want so we know who you are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
I think it's weird to police words yeah. and things yeah. like that. I do think that's bizarre.
Yeah. I think it's weird that they're not showing what stickers he stuck.
I also think just because something isn't illegal, let's say you could do this in a state, the states because freedom of speech or whatever it was, right? Because this happened in the UK, right? So it's like the Commonwealth. We have different laws. But in the states, let's say you have that freedom of expression and you put that down. Just because it's legal doesn't mean a cop is not going to make your life a fucking living hell, right? So
that's
like,
normal. You live with the consequences.
Exactly, yeah. exactly. So it's like, let's make it legal, but like, people will sort themselves out. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
that's what it's always been.
You're still going to have corrupt cops. You're still going to have people taking the law into their own hands. Oh. Like, somebody's going to smash your window. You know what I mean?
So he was saying this. It contains slogans such as "We will be a minority in our homeland by 2066."
That's not 2 years jail. Go on.
That's not
mass
a slur.
Immigration is white genocide.
That's not slurs.
That's a little
mass
far.
Mass immigration is white genocide.
It's a little far.
It's none weird it, to
no,
say
not,
that, but
no.
it's not jailworthy in my opinion.
It's not, no, it's definitely not jailworthy.
That's a hot take.
And it's not, but it's just you can tell. He wanted to write something else, but he was like, let's play it safe.
Yeah. That's a bad take, though. That's where I draw the line and be like, that's a bad take. Hey, dude, that's a bad take.
Yeah.
But he didn't say a slur in there.
It's not genocide, is the murder. What he's saying is that they're getting replaced. They are statistically because they're not having
kids,
it's
a terrible
and the immigrants
take.
Are. Yeah. But you can't.
Where did he get these stickers printed?
And these, he made them himself, apparently. And these are the worst ones they chose. So that means the other ones were pretty light.
So that's, okay, what he wrote there, we'll be a minority in homeland by 2026.
Where's
that's just
one
math.
Slur?
That's math. But.
Intolerance is a virtue.
So no, that's fine. But look at that. Mass immigration is white genocide. That's where you kind of look stupid because it's like, no, genocide is the murder. It's not if you have if someone has more kids than you do, you can't start yelling at them. You're genociding me.
Yeah,
that's a different thing.
I agree that it looks dumb,
but it's
on
not
that,
worth.
But
jail.
It's not worth. No,
they see
nowhere
conquest,
near.
Not asylum. Like that's so fucking vague.
Yeah.
Like, how do you pin that? Just and the only reason is because this guy is known as like a nationalist or like a right wing.
If it was just
guy.
A regular dude,
go down.
It would have been
be fine,
like,
the haircut doesn't help his argument.
So this is, but this is what I'm saying. This is like cops pinning shit on you when they don't like you.
Yeah.
That's kind of what this feels like. They don't like what this guy stands for, and they're like, you know what? We're gonna find a way to put him in prison because we don't like him.
And the UK isn't a free country.
Yeah.
So.
And I'm not sure. I don't like this guy either. But
no, but I don't want him to be in jail. Yeah,
it was producing stickers. It wasn't even sticking.
Oh, he didn't even. Oh,
like they keep writing for the crime of producing stickers.
Which so he was selling them.
Fuck? No. It's just it's
just
not
producing.
For selling. He's in the crime of producing. Just
like a magician. He's
stick
like,
him. So at least
that's crazy.
Like arrest him if he sticks it someplace that he's not supposed to.
That's what I'm saying. it's very bad.
Yeah, you can get arrested for that.
Plus, you know, I was reading. Brave New World. Aldous Huxley.
Brave New World. I think I heard about this. I think you spoke about it.
You may have heard of it. It's a 100-year-old book. I hope so. But goddamn, dude, I was rereading, and I was like, this fucking, like a lot of British authors, I guess, they would see all the shit that was happening, and they're like, this is where we're headed. This is how the world is headed. Mm. And they could kind of tell. Same thing with 1984, like the thought policing stuff.
Yep.
It's not from our reality. Now it's our reality, but it was mostly from British reality, because they're always first of doing stupid shit like this.
History repeats itself, too.
Yeah.
It's just like this ebb and flow. This.
It's. Anyways, this guy sounds like a dummy, but but
some of them said love your nation, stop anti-white rape gangs, stop
stop on that one. Stop anti-white rape gangs.
I don't want white
reject
people to get
white
raped. Okay. I don't want anybody
stop
to get raped.
What does that mean?
Is it the whites that are raping or it's the
blacks? They're saying that there's rape gangs that go around raping white people just cuz white girls just cuz they're white. In the UK they have a problem. Mm. So in London or whatever.
Whoa.
So
is it just cuz they're white?
That's what they say.
There's entire neighborhoods I think white people can't even walk
in
anymore.
Does it matter what the rape is for?
No, what he's saying
like,
how is
fucked is that?
What he's saying is because they're
shouldn't
not doing
it be
anything.
Just stop rape.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's what
yeah they're like stop.
What he's
hey,
saying.
Hey, get off! Oh, she's Mexican. Yeah.
That's why. It should
hola,
just
stop. Hola. We should really stop raping loud people.
The
it's
truth
like, dude,
is,
just stop raping
go up,
people.
Go yeah, up. You're, the truth you know? Is, it should be that sticker should be stop rape.
Yeah, there's yeah too many words.
Stop
there.
Rape gangs or whatever.
Yeah.
Stop rape gangs because it doesn't
just,
matter.
But whether you're in a gang or alone.
No, they,
have, a weird,
they have trouble with rape
a
gangs.
Rape
apparently.
Gang.
They have
and now they're citing people who got
profiled. How do you start
profiled
a rape gang?
How do you start a rape gang?
And there was
you,
in 20
start a chant. It starts a chant. You go rape. Rape.
You have to
and
be
everybody
Indian.
Joins in.
And then your friend is like, what? I like
so
grapes.
Bahar Mustafa, yeah, born in London, yeah, of Turkish Cypriot ancestry. It was just Turkish. I love how they say Cypriot. The fucking took over a country, but anyways, was treated with kid gloves by the Metropolitan Police after posting "kill all white men" on her social media. Mm-hmm. So that
she
okay
got prison too?
No, she wasn't, and he is getting. So she said "kill all white men." She didn't. Nothing happened.
How
he
is,
said "stop
how
raping white women," and he's going to jail.
She actually incited violence. She
yeah
actually incited
violence.
This is
violence. Weird. This is weird.
This is very. That's what I said. I said this yeah guy. You know what this guy probably does though. Here's my theory. This guy hangs out at the police station every day with
waiting
like three GoPros on him. And just like, he's like, I know my rights. He's like, he's probably one of those guys.
He
he's
seems
like
the type.
You know what I mean? And just like
but
filming,
I don't care. Even
and
that,
filming the cop station. Cop's like, why are you filming the cop
yeah
station? It's a little
I
weird. And he's like, I'm allowed to film the cop station, yeah, even if it's weird.
It's very annoying. But if we start bending the rules because we don't like someone, we're all fucked.
That's all we've been doing.
No, I haven't.
No, but that's all everyone's been doing
no, not
since
everyone
the
I'm
history
not
of
everyone
governance. We've always been fucking the guy you don't like.
No, there's people with integrity. There's people. There's good people out there.
Yeah, but the people at the top are the people with the least amount of integrity.
You're 100% correct, and you that's know what needs to change.
It's
the
not,
problem
but
isn't
that's been
the problem isn't this guy. The problem isn't the immigrants. The problem is the people who are on top who fucking do this division
and
shit.
The rape gangs.
The rape gangs are very bad.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the especially
are
the anti-white yeah ones. Like that's just
I'm on a pro-white rape gang.
I'm on.
It's so
we're not raping
say
her because we hate white people. We're raping her because we love white
yeah
people.
Yeah, I feel like that was his chance.
Well, I only rape white people.
That was his chance to mend, to build a bridge, to be like, let's stop all rape gangs. But he's like, I'm gonna deal
with
the first
one. I wonder
one
what his stance is on white, like Nazis that only want to rape
black
white
people
chicks. No, because
oh
they don't want they don't want
yeah,
to get
they're
them
obviously against that too.
No, but they want to rape the whites because they don't want to oh have like procreate with people that aren't.
I see.
Oh, you think he's for that?
Yeah.
I don't know. No. I don't know. No, he's got. He can't play both sides.
Yeah.
He should have just said stop rapes.
Stop
rapes.
Definitely.
Stop
no
rape.
That's what I'm saying. There's too many words in that sentence for it.
But this is
or
what,
stop
but
the rapes.
It's
yeah
the cause for
I've
putting
been
someone
warning
in jail.
I've said
that
this years
wild
ago. I even said on the podcast, this is what's going to happen. And you're this is nothing. You're going to get actual extreme right wing people because when you keep doing fuck like what he said is this girl said kill all white people. They did nothing
yeah
to her. So then
yeah
I said
but they,
stop
because
being
she
mean
didn't make
to
a
white
t-shirt.
Hold on. Stop being mean to white people or whatever the fuck you said.
They wouldn't have cared.
They wouldn't have cared.
Like any anti-white stuff, you could have a t-shirt and people
yeah
be
but
like,
and that's
you go, girl.
Create,
yeah, that's
we
true
talk about something, that's going to create
yeah
extremism because what happens is mm us will joke about it. We'll be like, yeah, I don't fucking care, whatever.
It's like whenever you see like on YouTube, like black chicks going, black people can't be racist. And
yeah
you're like,
it's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. That's not how
stupid
racism
yeah
works. Yeah.
But anybody who cares that much.
Cares for what?
About
what
like the like fucking, they're like some race war. You know what I mean? Like I'm like, That's a little suspicious just in itself that you're like caring about this fucking race war, like you know what I mean, like this guy here printing stuff like, well it's too like, hey we're fucking, you know, less white people, what are we gonna do?
Yeah,
like, that's also a little weird.
Yeah, but imagine,
like, but this guy's complaining, like you said, oh, here we don't,
yeah,
I don't have, there's, we don't really have a race that's coming in or anything. That's
no,
called,
yeah,
there's no rape gangs and shit, so I'm not. I don't see, you know, like, I don't have his reality.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure if I was living in a reality where there was all these Chinese people were raping people, I'd fucking
that
complain.
That guy, though, I don't know.
But you'd be like, stop.
That guy's
rape.
Stop raping people.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You wouldn't say it like he said it. What I'm saying is like.
Oh, but I don't live his reality, so
yeah
I don't want to get involved.
But that guy, like, or I don't know that guy, but people like him have, like, shitty lives.
Yeah.
And they always blame.
Yeah.
Like you always blame. Like he, everything that's wrong in his life is because of immigrants.
I get
hope, maybe
there's a 90% chance that guy has a YouTube channel. I'm just saying.
Oh, maybe yeah, and he's like, out there. But either way, whether he has a YouTube channel or not, well, all I'm saying is the producing of those stickers. If that's gonna get him to jail,
yeah,
For 2 years?
Yeah.
Well, I know in Germany they're very strict about it. I know because when I was a child, I had some cousins who were pretty much neo-Nazi, because in school you were kind of like forced into it, and like they would come home 11 years old, shave their heads like a swastika on their forehead. Jeez. You know, because it was like in school it was like prisons. You had like the Turkish people, the Russian people, and the Germans. They were kind of like cliques, right? And it was like that. It was tough upbringing for these kids. But you know, they would have these fucking weird ideologies and shit like that. And you're like, damn, this is a reality over here. We're here, like,
yeah,
you
we
said,
don't have that.
We don't have to deal with that. So they would wear T-shirts, like all these. And there was a brand in Germany. I think it was Lanza. Was the brand, and that is like the, I think Lanza was like the front line of like the Nazis or like the SS or something. I don't know.
Oh shit!
But they had merch. And I remember when I was a kid, like my cousins would have these shirts, and they were like straight up swastikas.
You just thought, oh, that swastika's on
them. Oh yeah, yeah. It was like they the whole thing.
Yeah.
And it was scary as a kid because I didn't understand any of it. But now if you think back, you're like, oh, it's fucked up because I live here. But the reality is, like, that's very prevalent over there. But you're not allowed to sell T-shirts, and if you're caught bringing a T-shirt over the border, like the German border, I think it's like 5 years in prison.
Okay, but
and so those laws, like in Europe, already existed. But
this was a company that sold these shirts.
So you look it up. I don't know. I don't know enough about it, but I know that was like the brand.
But it's the hypocrisy that bothers me. Yeah. So now they're mad at, like, that's not shirts that we'd wear, but they're mad at these people for wearing or bringing these shirts. Mm-hmm. Where the fuck was this attitude when they were murdering Jews?
Mm. Mm.
Yeah, there was.
I hate these fucking hypocritical cocksuckers. So yeah. The policing words, whatever. And then a second, like, yo, should we do something about the people getting killed? Nah, it's not my business.
Yeah, no.
Fuck out of here, bro.
Like, you know, you said it best. You're like, you know, when they start taking your voice away, like, I mean, that's the scariest thing. That's the, you know, that's when you know it's all going to shit.
Look at Mercedes.
Yeah. Let him say. Yeah, I know. Let him say his stuff and then counter argue it. Yeah. I rather argue with someone.
I went to this museum.
That's the easiest way to see who's racist is by letting everyone say exactly how they feel.
Yeah.
And then you're like, okay, that guy's racist. Yeah. That guy, okay. Mm. So let's hang out with these people instead.
I've already said that on a podcast. Whites. Yeah. No, but I said that on a podcast. I'd rather you let me know. I want to know who you are, and then it'll drop. Yeah. You'll say something like this. You know, it would have been good if it wasn't for all these blacks or whatever. And then I'll be like, oh, now I know who he is. Instead of me guessing, because you can't say it legally, you're going to get in trouble. And then a year down the line, we've been homies. And then I find out, you tell me, why do you hang out with black people? I'm like,
ooh,
what the fuck?
Yeah.
I don't want to find out later. Let me know now. I want to know who you are.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah, so you went to this museum?
I went to that one, the Mercedes one. It was hilarious because it's a fucking dope museum. It's in Stuttgart, Germany. And you start at the top of this museum and you wind down. Okay, so the museum's happening like this until you get to the bottom. The top is the past, and the bottom is the present and future. So you start with like
Mercedes.
So you start at the top with one horse. It was a horse, so representing one horsepower. And there's like a stuffed horse there. It's a white room, white horse. This is the building. It's fucking crazy. And then you go to their first. So Mercedes were the first to make cars. They were the first to make planes. And they were the first to make boats. Now,
wasn't Ford?
No, he was the first to manufacture them.
Okay.
That's why, you know, Ford has the whole Model T. But the Germans were
they
first
were making them by
to
hand?
Make cars.
Okay.
So Mercedes, and that's what the three blades represent. They conquered land, sea, and air.
Oh.
And so you go down. It's super fucking interesting, right? Because they were like ahead of everything. And you go down through the years, right? You go or up through the years as you go down. And I had a tour guide in my ear, right? And when I'm walking down, he's, you know, ahead of me.
Well, what year did Mercedes start?
This had to be in the early 1900s or like, late 1800s.
So it must
somewhere
have been weird,
there.
Like the period of the war.
Well, so this is what I'm getting to. The first war, you kind of hear about it. It's whatever. But like, because as you're going down, you're going up through time, right?
Yeah.
As you're going down.
Did they call it the Great War? The World War?
No.
Okay.
So a lot of developments happened, as we know now, in the late 30s and early 40s, right? A lot of developments to vehicles, especially in technology, due to World War II. And I'm like, the only thing I kept thinking of, like in my fucking Western head, is like, well, I can't wait till we get to see, like, I guess all the Nazi cars. What are they driving? Like, because we're going to get there. The tour guide's talking to me. And we literally skim the fuck past this in 10 seconds. Okay. I'm telling you, we walked down an entire spiral. And I was like, he was like super
in 1931,
far
we came out with this car. And then in 2003,
he's like,
we literally went CLK.
He literally went like, and through these 10 years, there was also a lot of developments. And now in 1947, and I'm like, there was like a whole, you could have a museum just on that last like decade.
Our
what's
manufacturing
going on?
Plant was converted into some sort of camp for
but
a
then
couple
like,
of years.
Exactly. And then they're like, but then they're like, look at the Jurassic Park Jeep. And you're like, ooh, nice. Yeah, you know, and you kind of just.
I'm telling you, that's the lesson here. This is all wrong. The erasure of history, I don't like. I want to know because we need to learn from our mistakes. We need to. If we hide it, it doesn't help. And number two, I said it years ago and it's happening now. The more they're going to do this type of shit with the language police, you're going to create angry people. And the people that they're going to attack is going to be innocent, mostly immigrants. And you're going to realize it years later that you fucked up. And that's what this kind of shit does with the language. Because you know what's going to happen? Now you have people there that weren't getting involved. They're going to see him and they're going to be like, what the fuck? So the Turkish girl's allowed to say kill wipe and he can't put those stickers?
Yeah.
And then the other people who did nothing, other Turkish people.
And they see
people,
him and they think he's...
They're going to be like, we didn't do anything. We didn't say kill anyone. We didn't say kill white people, nothing. And they're going to get attacked. It's this vicious cycle of stupidity.
So you're saying he looks like a Turkish girl?
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, but he's...
Was it the mustache that gave it away or the tits?
He's got not enough facial hair. Yeah, I do kind of agree with that, but I'm also like... The reason I'm afraid of it when I hear about this guy's case is like, because it's encroaching what's funny. It's getting close to that. You know what I mean? Because that's, is it hate speech? No,
dude,
I would not consider that hate speech. But is that distasteful?
That's
probably
not hate speech.
It's a take. It's
we
an opinion.
We say crazier shit. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I'm like, okay, but that's why I said they got him on a loophole. They didn't get him because he said those things. They get him because he produced it. No, they got him on a loophole. They got him because, the law says here you can't print anything that says something negative or whatever.
Yeah,
they
got
some bylaw because they didn't like the guy. Because
imagine you can't print a shirt that says, fuck these Greeks.
Yeah.
You should be able to print a shirt that says, fuck Greeks.
Because, I mean, he's coming from the country of Jimmy Carr. Like, Jimmy Carr never got arrested. Do you know what I mean?
He said
worse things than that guy's ever written down.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Do you know? But he didn't, I guess, make it
something happened, though, to England. And the same thing happened in Canada.
That's true.
They're the two worst countries in the world for free speech.
It really is
by
a shame.
Far, by far. They're horrible.
Australia was getting pretty bad, too.
Australia was
like whenever I talk to people about England, especially French people, they're like, oh, England, it's a dark comedy. Like that,
Adelaide
everyone
Festival
thinks and, about how dark and black humor was amazing.
Yeah.
But people are so fucking woke now that dark humor doesn't work anymore.
I don't even know if it's woke the right word for them.
Yeah, people feel uneasy about things because you go through a period where you're basically scolded for thinking of something a certain way, like watching your peers. Imagine like you're not a particularly funny person or a person who speaks out in public, but you know, you're watching your peers and you're watching just the reaction people are getting to like somebody saying something a little distasteful. And you're like, I do not want that to be me. You know, that's what you're thinking.
Yeah.
You're thinking, I do not want that to be me. I've never spoken out. I never really said anything. But now anytime anybody, which bandwagon are you jumping on, do you think? You're not jumping on free speech. No, you're the person who doesn't say anything, who's like, I don't want to be that person. You're jumping on with those people being like, yeah, let's stop him from talking because you have nothing to say anyways.
I did a joke that I said something that I thought was really funny when I was in Jamaica that started to get a laugh. Whoa. And then people got, because like all of the staff, because we rented a villa, right? So all of the staff was black and all of the guests were white. And we were drinking a lot of white wine. Like our butler told us he's never seen that many. Like we bought 45 bottles of white wine. We were six adults and we ran out the third day.
God damn.
Like he was like, so
that's more than 10 bottles a day.
Yeah. It was crazy. It was crazy. So the third day he's like, one of the guys like, how much booze do we have? And then he's like, and then, the butler goes, or someone goes, how many whites we got left? But they meant how many bottles of white? So I go, we're six. And then I laughed.
That's so funny.
And then I thought it was funny. The butler laughed because he thought it was funny. And maybe because I'm paying them. And then, but like a couple of the people were like, oh, that's, you shouldn't do it.
The people you were with or the
people such an obvious
okay,
joke.
Not the Jamaicans.
No, the Jamaicans thought it was funny.
Yeah, because they
funny.
Knew, yeah. The Jamaicans knew exactly how many whites were left.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's a funny joke.
That's funny.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
That's it was
weird though.
There's nothing funnier than calling your friends white, you and your friends whites in front of black people.
Yeah.
I think that's very funny. To be like, we're the whites. Sorry about us.
I think people got uncomfortable because one of the guys had his daughter there, and she's like 17, and she's like crazy woke, and she gets so everyone was
she
like
was in the same house as you.
Yeah, and then everyone was like,
wow,
okay, oh, she didn't react, like she was on her phone.
I can't believe that's how it is with these kids are making adults get on edge about what they say.
Yeah.
Back in my day, it would have been like, you're a kid. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Swinging though. It's a pendulum. It comes back and forth. It really does.
Yeah.
You can say whatever you wanted. Also, like we couldn't say the word shit on TV, but you could joke about touching a lady's tit on TV, and that would fly. You know what I mean? Like, there was like a whole... It was so weird how, like... It's very bizarre. Like, imagine not being able to say fuck... But being like, women just stay in the kitchen.
Look at the cans on that broad.
Exactly. Now it's total opposite. Now we, you know, they're like, no, please, you know, you can, please don't say fuck
it
on
was,
TV.
It was way easier when it was just the word.
Yeah.
Like you were like
bleeping a word.
When Carlin did the seven words you can't say on TV.
Yeah.
But you could, your thoughts, you could
work
come
around
up with,
that.
Yeah.
As long as you didn't say the words.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm going to talk about blowjobs, but I'm not gonna say dick.
Now you can't say the word, or
you
can't say you can't say that because we're still saying it.
We are, but we're not on regular TV, and we're just gonna get demonetized as usual. But you're not even allowed. Mike's right. It's ideas now. You're not even allowed to allude to.
That's right.
Like, let's say a trans swimmer is gonna be faster than the female ones. You can't even just say that. You can't say.
You can't even say.
You can't even say that they're not. Biologically the same. You're like, oh, it's not.
You say trans and everyone's asshole is just like
it's crazy.
It's a weird thing.
I remember like my last show, I had a bit about a trans person, and especially like I didn't do it much in English because in English it didn't work at all.
Yeah.
But even in French, like whenever I'd start, as soon as I'd say the word trans, you could feel people going, where's he going
but
with this?
That's beautiful because that's the tension and release. Like, that's what you're looking for, right? So,
I think
but people just don't get released from the tension. Like, you give them the tension, then you give them the joke, and they're still like, am I allowed to laugh? Yeah.
I think sometimes in English it'd work, but I'm remembering the first time we met when I did it in that bike store.
Oh, yeah.
Because we did a show like in a bike store. So it's people
like
that
a
go.
Pedal bike? Like a
Yeah. People that go see a show in a bike store. They bring their own chairs and they're
solving
very.
Solving Rubik's Cubes.
Yeah, yeah. They're very, like, they fucking, like, they were born to hate me.
Yeah.
And then, like, I'm like, I'm going to do my trans jokes. So, and it was weird.
Also, anybody who rides a bike, you know, also.
Because I thought, but I thought, I was like, the good thing about that bit is people think it's going to be offensive, but then they see it's kind of clever.
Yeah.
But if someone wants to get offended, as soon as they see me, a fucking, like, a 50-year-old white guy talking about his trans friend.
Done.
They get
I'm so
dead.
They're
not listening. Yeah, they're not listening.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. That's the thing, is there's no more.
Yeah. Let people talk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
They just don't like you. That's the thing. It's like, and, you know, a lot of that goes to, you grow up, you got to, you know, you're feeling weird about yourself. You don't know who you are, or what you are, or what the fuck's going on with this and down there. And then, like, you're dealing with a lot of bullying. You're dealing with a lot of that. So I get, like, them not laughing at a joke sometimes. Because I don't
Who's
know.
Them, I meant. Like, are you talking about specific people? Or, like, we're talking about like
just trans people. Okay. I'm like growing up and like you don't know who you are and
but
then like you're I get being
if
like
the
a little
joke was like look at those fucking freaks.
They don't know who they are.
Did you ever see the documentary about Buck Angel? Do you know who Buck Angel is?
No.
Buck Angel was a trans but female to male
Very rare. And
she was the one of the, he was one of the first to transition. And he did this documentary that was amazing. He used to go on Howard Stern, and he was the first trans person I ever heard like speak. And he's super interesting. And then he came out with this documentary just to show that he's just a regular dude born in the wrong body. And the first, the opening scene of the documentary is amazing because he did Tyra Banks's talk show.
Yeah.
And he was there. He thought he was going to represent trans people. So he's backstage. And then Tyra Banks goes, "Today on the show, we're going to have some freaks." And then
that's
then he's
amazing.
Like, oh. And then he's watching incredible. This. Then it cuts to him in his living room with his dad. And he's like, "You see what,
the
you
bearded
see what
lady.
She said about me?" And he goes, "Oh, yeah, you kind of are a freak." And then that's how the whole thing starts.
That's
so then
funny.
You see like where this person came from and how fucking rough their life is.
Yeah, exactly.
So it makes it interesting. And then you root for this guy. And then you feel bad. Like, see, I called him a she at first and then I felt bad
because
I was like, this fucking person has been shit on by Tyra Banks.
That's right. Yeah. They do come from like a so I do understand the guarded nature of people like that who've been through any type of like young trauma, especially with your sexuality when you're that young. But I think all of that should give you the best sense of humor. That's where I stumble because all the shit that I've been through some fucked up shit as a child as well. But all of that made me appreciate humor, more, well, dude, right? Not less.
And dude, well, they're not, when this stuff happens, most of the people getting offended and talking aren't them.
Yeah, what's fucked up about Buck Angel is now if you look at Buck Angel on social media, every fucking young trans person or trans ally fucking hates Buck Angel.
Because
Buck Angel stands for like, Buck Angel goes, "Look, I was born in the wrong body, but I'm a biological female." Like,
right. I use the terms we used on Ricky Lake and Jenny Jones.
Yeah. It's called science.
And then people are like, "You fucking transphobe. You fucking..." And you're like, how can you call this fucking person a transphobe? Like, this person... Like, being gay now compared to being gay in the old days and being trans is probably a million times worse. But, like, if you think of someone that was gay in 1940, how fucking freaky that must have been compared to now.
Oh, yeah, like, the wrong person.
Like, people don't even come out of the closet anymore because they're like, "Yeah, I'm gay. Who cares?"
Yeah, it's a whole thing.
But in the fucking 40s and
in the 80s.
Even in fucking 2006.
Yep.
Dude.
before like smartphones.
Yeah.
Everything before smartphones was like a whole other, like, people have got to understand, most people our age were raised in a generation where we got, what did you watch? Jerry Springer, Maury Povich, Ricky Lake, Jenny Jones, and what did all, like, that's all we heard was like, "Oh, he's a man trapped in a woman's body. We're going to meet Earl today."
I never heard that term, but I do remember, like, she and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But gay dudes used to get the shit like that.
I like the term she-male.
She-male is a
the
cool
only
term.
They
use it all the time.
Ladyboy. Ladyboy is the only term that still works.
But
and
it's
you
regionally specific.
It's only Thailand.
Yeah.
And it's only to make fun of their customers.
And they use it.
Yeah.
Like, you'll be like, "Hey," and they'll be like, "Ah, you're like ladyboy?" Like, they know the lingo. They're not like, "Don't call me a ladyboy." They're like, "Oh, you called for a ladyboy? That's
here.
Me."
I can't wait to see the first woke ladyboy.
Allegedly, also. Yeah, the first woke ladyboy.
How much they cost you?
Yeah, I said allegedly.
Yeah.
Let's keep that in there.
Yeah, it's super tight. Did you know that? Gay dudes used to get beat up behind nightclubs.
Yes, of course.
Not anymore. I haven't done that shit in years.
Did you, Mike, you're going to enjoy this. Did you see the war, all out war versus the Thai ladyboys? The Thai ladyboys versus the Filipino trans?
Oh.
You didn't hear about
that?
There's a whole turf war happening in Thailand now.
But aren't Thai ladyboys like very tiny and super young? Like, they're 9 years old.
So basically
is it Tran or trans? Is it like trans, like the last name?
No, like the transvestites.
Okay.
Okay. You thought it was like Vincent Tran.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Tran's a very popular name.
What's
in
a
that
trans?
Part of the...
No, it's a family name.
Tran is a very popular name.
Yeah. Oh, in the Philippines?
In Asian countries.
Yeah, I think it's probably not Philippines. Like, is it Tran? Is Tran Filipino?
I don't know. There's a lot of trans.
Could be.
A lot of trans Filipinos, though.
Am I mistaken between Filipino and Vietnamese?
Oh, maybe.
Possible.
Tran, but dude, yeah, there Tran was a I whole think is more Vietnamese.
Yeah, Vietnamese, right?
Isn't a transvestite, isn't that different from trans?
Transvestite was
that's the old word.
Someone that didn't have their tits redone. Okay. It used to be. Transvestite was a dude pretending to be a lady.
That's what I thought it was. Yeah, okay. And so then
cross
trans.
It used to be transsexual. And yes. Was someone that was... had done something to their body to become a actual.
Also, I had it wrong.
Yeah, they're not trans. They actually transitioned. So
what
it's
the
not
fuck?
Yeah.
So it's basically
the showing us right now.
Look
what
at how
happening?
What the fuck is this video?
Cops.
We're talking about
those
something,
cops.
And he's like, also watch this fucking mob just crush each other.
But it's basically, yeah, like 200 lady boys versus 200 Filipino trans.
Imagine, like, those cops, there's got to be at least two of them that are in the closet that were rock hard.
Oh, yeah.
When they were like, this is everything. It's fucking lady boys and violence.
I'm having a hard time not being rock hard.
They're getting phone calls from their wives like, leave me alone, I'm in heaven. I'm in heaven.
There's a lot of rock hard dicks in the crowd right now.
I enjoy the fruits of my labor.
She's a good fighter.
So apparently the story...
She's a good fighter.
The story goes as is. Basically, what happened was there was Filipino trans that infiltrated the Ladyboy market.
Ladyboy market, those fucking Filipino
in Bangkok.
Trans.
And then what happened was
everyone's banging cock
on the turf.
The Ladyboy, the Thai Ladyboys figured this out, and then there was this whole conspiracy, and then there was this whole
turf war.
Aren't they?
Yeah, turf war happening.
But isn't that's fucking racism? Because aren't Filipino Ladyboys or Thai Ladyboys and Filipino trans? Aren't they technically the same thing?
No, they're two different countries.
No, I know. I know that.
Yeah, they should be allies.
Ethnically, they're not
the
same
allies.
Thing. But a lady boy and a trans person is the same thing
to us.
I think that's like their gang names.
But not.
So you're saying I'm racist because I can't tell the difference between a trans lady boy.
To them, it's different because the lady boy, it's like what you said, because it's young dudes that say I'm a dude but I dress like a girl, and the trans are like, no, we're. We were men.
We were
and now
born
we're
in the wrong body,
so it's two different. And
I thought it was like a gang name, like the Yakuza. Then you got the lady trans boys.
Could you imagine? Like people think it's just a bunch of chicks brawling it out, and then you get a phone call to go break up this fight between women, and then you get hit in the face with some dude's dick and
just jerking people off.
You expect a cat fight, and then you realize these bitches are strong.
They're throwing fucking haymakers your way,
dude. Somebody cock slaps you.
Like not the lady boys. The lady boys. Because they're 6 years old. They're probably actually older, but
yeah. For the sake of the story, let's keep them older.
I saw a thing, documentary, it was on the dark web, but it was about how ladyboys they start giving them hormones before they hit. Like when they're eight or nine,
yeah, before they
just to block everything so that they never get an Adam's apple, they never develop into dudes.
Yeah. By the way, the lady boys, the different, they're not
they're
born
breeding.
In the wrong body. Yeah,
that's
they're
crazy.
Forcing
they
little
were
boys.
Born in the wrong country.
Yeah,
they were born in the wrong family.
Yeah,
oh,
it's completely
shit.
Different than because
it's all these families that are like,
we
live in the country, we don't have much money. Little
really?
Timmy is
that,
he's got
it's kind
nice
of a
little hands.
Yeah,
I'm just learning about this now.
You didn't know that?
No, I didn't know. That. Wait, they're like breeding trans people, like Russia's breeding Olympians.
I wouldn't call them trans people. They're like modern day
boys,
eunuchs.
Sorry?
They're like modern day eunuchs.
That's crazy.
Yeah. What's modern day eunuchs? Sorry, what's eunuchs?
So you know what modern day means?
No. What's eunuchs?
So they're like eunuchs, but for now, like.
But what's eunuchs?
Exactly. People that have been like their dicks chopped off, their balls.
No,
chopped
they used
off.
To cut off their balls.
Their balls,
when they're
right?
Young, so that their voice stays like.
They get castrated.
Oh shit! Like Justin Bieber.
No, not like just, he has his balls. Mm-hmm.
No, like Justin Bieber's voice when he was a kid.
Like every kid when you're a kid.
Oh, yeah.
It's like,
my
the only
cousin.
Thing I can come to.
Like, I had a cousin when he was six. He had a high voice.
Yeah. Yeah, you mean like that? So they all want my cousin's voice?
He's I only get hard to Justin Bieber's earlier work.
Plus, I love how he's like, what's a eunuch? And he kept telling me how much of a fan he was of Game of Thrones.
There's what? that big fat bald guy. I only
watched
season one of Game of Thrones.
You watch fucking Dune 2?
No,
dude,
I heard it's amazing.
Did you
Harley
watch it?
Said it's amazing.
So good.
Oh my god, it's a classic.
Did you see the first one?
I did.
I had to watch it twice. The first time I didn't like it, but I wasn't focused.
It's a slow burn. The first
one.
That's why
it's so good. Yeah, the first, the second one's like nonstop. You're
yeah,
like,
that's what he told me. He says, dude,
you
it's all
could
action.
Get Denis Villeneuve on the
Frenchcast.
Don't say that to me. I've been wanting to get him for the longest time. How do I get him?
His wife used to be a journalist for Radio Canada, and I think I can get her number.
Bro, I want to be there. I'm gonna fangirl the fuck out.
I'm gonna fangirl so much.
I need to talk to this guy.
We're gonna make that happen.
I want him to direct the movie of my life.
Could you imagine he directs like a YouTube video? How sick that YouTube video would be.
Oh my god.
This
for real, we're
going to
talk after. It's
Denny
so funny because even last week I joked about it. Somebody told me, it was Josiane. We were talking about who's the most famous person on your phone and who could you get? We were just talking. And then then she said something like, I could get, and she said one of the other Villeneuve's. And then
I was like, Jacques?
Yeah, and I go, can you get Denis
Villeneuve? Jacques Villeneuve,
like,
the driver?
Yeah, like his family.
She's probably mentioning like a singer. Because there's a singer.
But it wasn't somebody big famous. She goes, that's all I can do. Yeah. And then I go, Denis Villeneuve? She's like, sadly, no. And I go, I've been trying to, I want to find a way. There's two Quebecers that I really want to interview. Denis Villeneuve and Charlotte Cardin.
Okay.
They're like two people that are like,
you can get both of them, I think.
I don't know how to get
it. Denis right now is like on a fucking massive press tour.
Yeah, this might be my time.
Yeah, but I mean, if he ever comes to do press, when he comes to do press, I guess, in Montreal, you should definitely try to fix it so that, because these guys have a schedule all day.
I think he was here last week.
I was here last week. But he'll be back.
You got to get him once his press tour is done, because he's doing like a major press run. So then
I just want to come hang out.
And he's the type of guy that he's going to come spend like a month and just go, fuck, it's finally done. Let me relax.
He has to. He's been
in
6 years
Montreal
on that
or
shit.
Whatever.
Yeah. I watch a lot of interviews with him. I'm really fascinated by his work, but I watch a lot of interviews with him talking about like the movie, the behind the scenes, all that stuff. And he tried to sneak in the word tabarnak.
Yeah, I saw
it.
Yeah,
the interview.
Yeah, no one,
the
movie, it sounded weird.
But
he's
the American saying it. He's like, so I have a feeling
tabarnak.
Like, yeah, perhaps in Messiah, in the next one, maybe they'll throw it in. But in his interviews too, he'll be like, yeah, so I was doing like this, and I thought, you know, the sun and see the, and he'll drop like the little bit, see the, it's so good.
I like him.
Dude, what a fucking hero for like Quebec right now. Like, he's the new Chris Nolan.
Dude, he's amazing.
Like, right?
He's fucking incredible. There he is.
I think, you know who I think might be able to get you in contact with him? Guy Nantel.
I know Guy.
Did years ago, there was a thing called La Course Autour du Monde. So it's a race around the world. And they sent like young filmmakers. It was a show they did, I think it was 20 weeks. Every week they'd send them to a country and you did a short film in that country. You did whatever you wanted to do. You could do a documentary. You could do a comedy, whatever you want to do. And he was the first season. He was one of the contestants. And Guy Nantel won that fucking thing.
Oh, goddamn.
Holy shit.
That's
crazy.
Fucking Guy is talented.
Yeah. He won that thing. And I forgot he was a filmmaker. And that came with a big fucking cash prize. Like when you won, they gave you, I think it was $100,000 to put into your first movie. And Guy Nantel wanted to be a comic. So he took all that money just to live, so he could start doing comedy.
That's cool.
And then he produced this. He did this weird documentary about some Canadian guy in Shanghai doing comedy. And when I went to China, I came back from China, and everyone was talking about this fucking weird Canadian guy. And I was like, so I Google. I'm like, there's got to be a movie about him. So I start watching a movie, the documentary, watch the whole thing. I'm like, that's very interesting. And then at the end, it goes, directed by
Guy Nantel.
And I'm like, what the fuck? Guy Nantel fucking directed, produced a fucking really cool documentary about some Canadian guy killing it in China.
Fucking Guy Nantel's living I like lives like that, like side quests.
Yeah, expats make a living like out there in China, Japan, all that. Like people who, ex-Canadians, ex-Americans, that type of stuff. There's like a whole
X-Men.
Like X-Men. Mm-hmm. There's like a whole ecosystem of those guys because you tour down there and like a lot of people live there for like months at a time and stuff. And so like you'll sell out to like people from all over America, Europe, and Australia. It's pretty crazy.
And it's crazy. They all have like, they call it yellow fever.
Right.
All of them, you're like, what are you here for? And they're like, oh, you know, because business. And
I like the food.
I like Chinese chicks. Or I like Japanese chicks. Yeah. And then they all rank them, which is weird. It gets
weird.
It goes from not racist at all to super racist to cool again. They're like, no, I really like, and then they tell you, okay, whatever, Japanese. Yeah, go ahead, Mike. And you're like, okay, all right.
Go ahead.
What would you pick?
Japanese, Korean?
Top, for sure, Japanese or South Korean.
You, same thing?
Japanese, number one.
Me too.
Yeah. I'm Japanese, because, I mean.
Japanese, because they're the cleanest.
All right. Oh, this got some racist.
Yeah, why would you say something like that?
It's gonna get there.
God damn!
God damn! I didn't even know. I didn't even know how he was gonna.
I meant because I actually do like the Japanese. I like the Japanese a lot. I like samurais. I like video games. I love all the Japanese stuff. I'm so used to it.
Yeah.
So that's why.
They're the cleanest. Who's the dirtiest?
I was trying to think. Honestly, the real reason is because the culture.
You can't copy me. I'm not copying, bro.
Look how he goes like this. The culture, but he's also. Also watching cartoon Japanese porn.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's wanking it to fucking blurry pussy, and he's like, the culture?
The blurry pussy is just Japanese,
that's just
right?
Japanese. Yeah. Yo, did you watch the show on Netflix about that?
No.
God, this is fucking good.
I'm watching Tokyo Vice Season 2 right now.
The same. Really good.
I fucking love Tokyo.
Yeah, love that. He got canceled, by the way. He's supposed
what?
To be out of the
no
game.
No way.
Yeah, Ansel Elgort.
The white guy?
The main guy, yeah.
Why is he canceled?
Yeah, 17-year-olds and his DMs. Like,
Hold on. They messaged him?
It was like a whole Chris D'Elia thing.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Japanese 17?
Nope. I don't know, actually. But,
what's the difference between Japanese 17?
Because they were like,
because in their culture over there, it wouldn't be weird for them to reach out to him. They'd just be like, it's an older white man. But here, this guy knows that doesn't fly.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this show, it's called The Naked Director. The Naked Director on Netflix. I can't recommend this highly enough. A few seasons on it. It's a true story about this guy who was like a pioneer in porn in the fucking 70s in Japan, where porn was like starting to like Hustler was coming out, Swank, Eagle, all these fucking Hawk magazine, whatever. And America like had this big, it was a multi-billion dollar industry. Yeah. Well, this guy was like, I'm going to bring porn to Japan and fucking, and then the government started like, putting him in prison. They're like, no, you're not allowed. This is smut. We can't show that. So then they had laws of like pixelating the pussy. And like, it has to be like so many pixels above the pubes. And like, there was all these like little laws. So he would like find ways to go around those laws.
Did he get the chicks to shave? So you could go like closer to the lips?
He did all sorts of things. He got the main chick, she had hairy armpits. And that was like a whole fucking thing where dudes were like, ooh, what the fuck? Do I like this? And she became a megastar on TV for showing her hairy armpits. Pits and guys were fucking horny over it in Japan.
It's the opposite for me.
But just because it was like taboo, like a lady showing her unshaven armpit. Exactly. And so, anyways, he started this fucking franchise, went to jail like three times. This guy was in with the Yakuza at one point.
What?
It's a fucking cool story and it's a well done show.
What's the name?
It's called The Naked Director. It's in Japanese, but you can watch the subtitles.
Okay. I like everything
it's
about this, but
really
I'm disgusted
good.
By the armpit hair. Is there a way for me to block that out?
No, unfortunately not. It becomes a core.
You know what's a good, like sex, like mockumentary type of thing. Is this a documentary or?
No, it's a show. It's a
mockumentary.
It's a show. Yeah.
It's a show. He keeps looking at the camera. He's like, "Look at that jail.
Look at that guy go to jail."
You know what's really good?
Crazy.
Super Sex, the Netflix one with Rocco Siffredi. This guy, the porn star.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, that's mostly women that want to watch that show, but go on, I want
to
hear you.
I just put her on to fall asleep, and I was like, this is kind of interesting.
I have no
what
idea
do you fall
what
asleep to.
Sex.
Documentaries about gay porn?
What's the last thing you do before you go to bed? Fucking jerk off. Yeah.
So it's a documentary about gay porn? Because Rocco Siffredi wasn't a gay guy, right?
No, he wasn't.
Okay,
but that's
it just talks about like his childhood and everything, and then like how like he had the big mommy issues. He had the biggest dick in the village, and they made fun of him for it.
I love how like you do a documentary and you explain a million things that have the only reason why he became a porn star.
Dick.
He had a big dick.
Yeah,
he could have had a shitty
that's
childhood,
true.
Good childhood.
That's a TLDR.
He's got a big
dick.
And then like it's actually interesting
because
like one chick, this one French chick, he's trying to bang.
You know what TLDR means?
Too long didn't read.
What the fuck? That's what my lawyer keeps sending me.
Yeah, yeah. That's the TL. Like when you're like, give me the TLDR. You're like, give me the. I don't fucking have time to read this.
And like this one French chick, who was trying to bang. Like it was too big for her, but she wanted him anyways. And then blah blah blah. And then he ends up getting in like this weird like. French.
I don't know how he put on the background to fall asleep, and he's recapping everything.
Because I was actually,
I don't care about dicks. I don't care about dicks.
Because the show starts. He's basically at this in 2004 at this porn event, And I'm like, I'm going to fall asleep to this. This is boring, whatever. And then, like, and then, like,
This is the biggest bullshit I've ever seen. I swear to God.
Were you watching it in the living room or in the bedroom?
In the living room. And then it starts at
this. So your girlfriend hears you and you're like,
hold on.
I'm trying to say the story is bullshit.
Hold on. Listen, listen, listen.
That's a lie. There's so many lies.
But listen, listen. It's actually interesting, guys.
He's like, I'm trying to fall asleep.
I'm going to put this bullshit on. Guys, I can't change the channel. I'm falling asleep.
No, because I have a hard time falling asleep.
Were you watching it like it was mute and just the subtitles?
No, like low volume.
Oh, yeah, low volume. Man, you don't want no one to hear.
So then, that's how I watch all the movies like at night. And then and then the event starts where it's a porn event, like a Comic-Con for like pornos in Paris. And then he's like, I gotta tell you, I'm quitting porn. I can't take it anymore. You guys just scare about my big dick. Then he like, I'm paraphrasing here.
And that's where he got interested.
And then he goes to leave. Like, and then he goes to leave. And then there's this one chick. She's like he's asking where the bathroom is. And then she's like, you cannot quit the porn because I wanted to fuck you and make a porno with you. I'm paraphrasing again. And then he's like, yeah, you want to make a porno? Oh, yeah. And he just bends her over and fucks her in front of everyone. I'm like, hold on. This got interesting. What's happening here? And then it goes into this whole thing. He gets involved in crime.
I was not expecting this show about porno to have so much porn-related content.
And then Poseidon's like, and then I was passing out. Like, what is it? Change the channel, dude. Oh, dude, what the hell's happening?
That big dick. Oh, I'm so tired from that big dick.
And then, where's the remote, dude?
And then he ends up, and then what happens is it cuts, and then basically,
did it cut or you came and then you watched the second part the next day?
Like, it's actually interesting. Like, there was
it cut. I was having breakfast.
So I was watching it, and then this fucking hot chick showed up, and then it cut. And then 4 hours later, this fucking hot chick.
Because they're tying it. there are some hot chicks in the show, by the way.
Oh, we know.
And
anyways, I came on myself.
It's
that
crazy, and then he tries, like, it's weird. Like, he gets involved in a Paris crime because his older brother.
If you weren't about to sleep, the details you would know if you were actually watching the movie.
But hold on, it's a show. It's a series.
Are you seeing all this, dude? Are you fucking
so? Because he has his older brother.
How do you know all this?
If he has, listen, no, because I was supposed to fall asleep, but I couldn't fall asleep after because I was
outer body watching. I was in the
show.
Yeah, the CIA is like, we gotta hire this fucking guy.
He's remote viewing porn right now.
And I'm not gonna lie, I did get hard watching the damn show a bit, okay, bro?
Like, he's remote viewing porn. He's like, why is that guy jerking off? Oh, fucking.
What is he jerking off to? How come his eyes are closed?
He's jerking off to a show 16 miles away right now.
Yeah, like, so, like, okay, Steve, turn the TV off.
And then, listen.
You heard of astral projecting? Of course. He's astral porn watcher.
The greatest remote viewer. He like only uses it to watch porn.
I can see other people banging in their rooms. And then what happens is he has his older brother, Thomas, who's not actually his biological older brother.
Jesus Christ. He was not sleeping. It's actually
interesting.
It doesn't even sound like he was jerking off. Sounds like he was taking notes.
Is this a bit?
He's writing a story about Rocco Siffredi.
And then his good friend, Thomas, who is played by Vincenzo Damalu, the Italian actor.
And then what happens is...
So it's on his biological brother?
But he...
And you know this because he's got a regular
no,
because
they talk about it in the show, and then what happens is, but he's the one that actually looks after the family, and he brings money, and then after
Thomas?
That, yeah, okay. But then what happens is he's dating this whore that bangs like a delivery driver.
Thomas is dating a whore.
Yeah, and then he almost kills the delivery driver, and then he has to run away, and then he ends up in Paris, then he ends up like running a gang in Paris and shit, and then Rocco Siffredi gets tired of being made fun of because he has a big dick, so he runs away to Paris.
That's very hurtful.
Yeah. Poor guy.
And then poor guy, I know. Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, all those people that made fun of him
should be
2 years in jail.
Yeah, there you go. And then he ends up running the gang with his older brother that he loved. And then he brings his whore girlfriend from the little village in Italy, pimps her out in Paris.
Whoa, how do you know she's Italian?
Because she was in the little village in Italy. And then what happens is
and you got all of this from falling asleep watching TV?
This was like two, three episodes. And then
how long does it take for you to fall asleep? God damn it.
Well, I was supposed to fall asleep
within 30 minutes. Like season four. Right?
No, like 45 minutes. And then
he's like, I was trying to fall asleep, but the fucking tape on my eyelids was keeping me awake.
And then I ended up falling asleep at 4 a.m.
Hey, why is there cum everywhere? I'm trying to go to sleep. I'm trying to sleep. Be quiet.
And then what happened is the first chick he tries to bang, he's a virgin, but she was French, but his dick was too big for her. He ends up hurting her.
Wait, hold on. I'm just curious because of this sentence. He was a virgin, yeah, but she was French.
She was French.
Yeah.
Meaning she was a whore. And so, you know, she wants to bang, but his dick was too big. He's like, no, I could take it. And then he puts it in, but she's like, it's too big. She's freaking out. And then what happens is he ends up dating her, but the thing is he ends up getting involved in some weird sex dungeon in Paris because some chiropractor found him hot, and then as she was working on him, she's like,
maybe
she's
you
like,
were dreaming.
I think you have problems with, like,
I think there isn't even a fucking documentary by Robert.
Yeah, it's all a dream.
And she goes,
actually,
I think this is the problem area is your dick, and then she like pulls on his pants and shit, and she bangs him, and she's like, fuck, you got a big dick. You got to come to this weird sex dungeon. I swear to God, it's in the show.
This is you. This is you falling asleep and going, and then all of a sudden, I was back in grade six, and then we started flying over the school.
No, but I'm telling you, I will be honest, it is really well made.
Bending over someone in public and having sex is a dream. It's not yet real.
Dude, but I'm telling you.
Was the chiropractor?
This was a dream.
Well, like, I'm a
therapist. Was she right? Did he have a problem with his dick?
No. She just wanted to bang him. And so what happens is she ends up.
Couldn't we file a complaint? There must be an association.
Yeah, there's got to be
the chiropractors of Paris.
This was in the 70s. And then what happens is she's like, oh, fuck, this guy's awesome. I got to show him to the rest of my little.
The other chiropractor?
To the other whores in this underground sex dungeon.
Doctors, like, hey! I love this guy.
And then she brings him into this weird underground sex dungeon where they're doing like weird like demonic shit. And just all these women are banging him because he has a big dick. And like it's kind of,
and it
kinda
was demonic.
And that's, I think
that
that's
suck for someone that's just like overly sexual
and Christian.
Yeah,
they're like, fuck, I want to fuck, but I got all these.
You
got
to deal with all the Satan.
It was his older brother that introduced him.
Love Satan, but they don't want a big dick Italian dude.
And then
wrecking their girlfriends.
Yeah,
and then because he was running the gang with his older brother, who's not his biological older brother, Thomas.
The rape gang.
No. And basically, because, like, you know, they were doing, like, shady shit in France.
The anti-Satan rape gang.
But it was his older brother that introduced him to whores. You know, he brought him to, like, this red light district. And then.
Why did you do red light? Red is an actual color. Yeah.
No, because, like, it wasn't a real red light. Like, it was, like, a place where the whores congregated.
He's like, had red lights, but that's not beyond the point.
But then what happened is.
Red light, or as people in France call it, a cafe.
But then what happened is Rocco Siffredi started running away from his gang responsibilities, you know? He wasn't making money. He's like, Miles was like, where the fuck is this guy? And then he found him in this weird sex dungeon. He's like, what the fuck are you doing
this
here?
This is way too much information, dude, for you going to sleep.
Yeah. It is. But that's the thing. I tried to fall asleep. I'm just going to put something boring. And then I couldn't fall asleep. I was like, yo, this is actually fucking interesting.
If you want to watch that with dicks, or if you want to get involved in a supernatural show, From.
From.
It's just called From.
From what?
It's on Prime.
Okay.
Very good show.
Mm-hmm.
It's two seasons. I think a third one might come out in the summer.
Like a drama, like a fiction?
Basically, people, they're driving. There's like an accident. They end up in this like little town. And then they try, you can't drive off. Like you're driving off and you end up back at the same spot. So then they try to make do with what they got. You know, people.
So it's like a Groundhog Day, but a horror?
No, it doesn't. The day doesn't restart. Just you end up there. And then other people too, they end up there. They don't know how. Like they're driving. And then when they try to do the map, they're like, okay, maybe there's like a teleportation. But you see, they all disappeared from different parts of mm-hmm. the state. So like, I don't know the fuck we got here. And at night, basically these like people, they're kind of like demons. They walk, they're like the milkman, like all these weird. And they'll fucking turn demons and kill you. The only safe thing is you have to hide, or they found these talismans. If you have them in your house or in your car, they can't get in. But if you get out, they could fuck your shit up. Or if you take it down and invite them in, they could come in. Mm. So it's kind of like vampire type of
And
magic.
How does Tama play in all of this?
So he's having sex with everyone. No, but it is really, really good.
Fucking the demons.
You're trying to figure out what happened, and it gets, what are the ranks? It must be ranked high. It's very, very good.
It's
new?
It's a very good show.
It's a very, very good show. And then people, you know.
Rotten Tomatoes, 94%.
Dude, it's very, very good. And then it's literally, you're like, wait, is this supernatural? You're like, wait, can it be a government conspiracy? You're thinking, like, what the fuck's going on? And season two, the way it ends, one thing comes to light that you're like, okay, they're not dead. We know this at least. But it brings up more questions. I have a theory, but I don't want to ruin anyone's thing. But it's very, very good.
Well, cool. What's the name of the main actor? Because I know that guy. The black guy?
Nice guy.
Yeah, he's really good. Like, yeah. But I don't know what I've seen him in. I like those actors that when you see him, you go, oh, fuck, I know that guy.
Yeah, they hate that.
He's been... Yeah, no, no. Oh, yeah.
What's his name?
Harold Perrineau.
What has he played in?
What is he what? Sorry?
What else?
Go to his IMDb.
Oh, he's 60. Goddamn.
Jesus fucking.
Black does not
crack.
Look 60.
Black don't crack.
Oh, he was in all. Oz, bro. He was in Oz. He was in Lost.
He was in Charlie Chaplin.
Said Romeo. He did propaganda films during World War II.
Did you guys know about that whole propaganda thing in the Netflix tie?
The Netflix tie? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
What?
So, like.
Oh, yeah. He was in Oz.
Yeah.
That's where I know him from.
Yeah. Gay prison scenes.
Yeah.
That was. Pretty also pretty remarkable when I was a young man coming up watching HBO and like plus, seeing gay prison scenes.
You know what was even harder to watch? The fact that it was filmed very low budget.
Yeah.
So you're like, it's an amazing show. Real, it felt so real.
Yeah, it was weird.
It felt like a documentary almost.
That fucked me up going to school the next day watching. Yeah. I was like, oh, I shouldn't watch that.
What the fuck these guys?
Going to gym class, just like. The dudes,
all
like,
these hot guys,
yeah, all the hot
I'm
guys,
in the shower, all these hot guys.
Better hope they don't drop the rules. The soap.
Yeah. I don't know the rule. Do I have to just assert my dominance? Because I'm gonna fuck all of them right now.
But the I was gonna say the Netflix thing. So like, you know, what's his face? The German Sigmund Freud,
okay,
the guy who's like king of psychology, how your brain works, and all this, right? So he had, I think it was his son. Was it his son or his cousin or whatever was working for the Nazis and came up with propaganda. He was the inventor of propaganda. So the person...
Joseph Goebbels.
He took all of Sigmund Freud's... You can look this up right now. He took all of Sigmund Freud's work and applied it to how can we use it for propaganda, for movies, for like whatever, right? He applied to that. This guy's like grandson is the CEO of Netflix.
Really?
Yeah. It's a direct tie. You can
these
look it up.
Fucking Nazis it are everywhere.
It is so crazy that you're like, of course, the person who took Sigmund Freud's work on human psychology, developed it for propaganda, then passed it on to the greatest algorithm of streaming, you know, platform in the world. Obviously, there's a tie there. And it's if you so look crazy. At them, if you look at Wikipedia.
Greg Peters or Ted Sarandos?
So go to Wikipedia.
It's definitely Greek not Greg Peters.
Go to Wikipedia and type in, or just go to Google and type in Sigmund Freud.
Do you think, so it's that fucking guy that gave Hannah Gatsby a special?
Son? Yeah, exactly.
Sigmund Freud.
Sigmund Freud and write is. Propaganda right beside
propaganda.
And see what comes up.
His comedy is fucking garbage.
Edward Bernays.
Yeah, and so look at that guy. That's the inventor of propaganda who was like Sigmund Freud's cousin or some shit. And then that guy's grandson is the CEO of Netflix or was until like really recently.
Wow. So Google his name and then...
Yeah, it's you can directly look it up. You're like, yeah, this guy's related to this person, related to this person.
Mark Randolph.
And what does he do?
Hold on. Mark Randolph, he's an American tech entrepreneur.
Yeah. He was the CEO up until recently.
Really? Oh, guy. Netflix.
This
yeah.
Netflix.
Like,
there you go.
This, for some reason, this felt like a magic trick.
Yeah.
Because you were like, who is he?
Yeah.
He's a tech entrepreneur.
Yeah.
But go down. Oh, Netflix. Yeah. And that is like, your card.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was like, is that a picture of my father?
But isn't that crazy, though? There's a direct link like to Sigmund Freud, to the Nazi propaganda, and to the owner of Netflix. And these guys...
No,
you know,
the guy that runs Netflix.
Yeah, the guy that runs Netflix, right. But these guys, you have to understand, like when they're making content out there, they have the craziest fucking algorithm right now, Netflix. All they do is watch your viewer retention, what you're watching, then get a computer to compile it, write a script, and be like, we need these actors because people like them. They can sort that shit out.
You know how everyone says Jewish people control the media? That means that these Jewish people were like, you know who's the best at propaganda? The fucking Nazis. Let's hire a Nazi.
Yeah. Not wrong.
Did you hear about Jackson Pollock?
I know Jackson Pollock, The artist?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know it's all nonsense? That's why it looks like shit?
Yeah, he didn't give a shit. He was awesome.
No, he wasn't awesome. It was all... His stuff
I heard
garbage.
About this.
It's all I sent it to you. It's all
he was sick, dude. He just like smoked cigs all day and fucking just splattered.
He
down
wasn't
and,
a good artist.
It was the CIA.
I was trying to say, but he keeps
Sorry.
Yelling.
Sorry.
Basically, what the CIA did is they're trying to fuck with the Russians during the time, all his paint. He didn't. They just chose him randomly. They just chose a random artist.
Oh, really?
Garbage. Yeah.
They were like just fucking splatter.
No, no, no. He didn't even know. They were buying his shit at really high, and he didn't even understand why. And they did it to confuse the Russians because they were supposed to be like the heads of the time of art and stuff because all their shit was going everywhere, their paintings. And they were like trying to figure out why the fuck is this popular? Why do people like it? It was all a CIA scam. It's useless. The guy's garbage. Mm. So if ever you see his stuff and you're like, this is shit, it really is. The CIA did it to fuck with the Russians.
I liked it. Because I always thought he was like rebelling against the system.
No, no.
By like,
he owns the system. The CIA pushed him.
That's crazy.
There's a really good doc about him called Who the Fuck Is Jackson Pollock?
Yeah, I saw it.
I really like
crazy,
that.
Same.
I do like that Jackson Pollock, though.
Same. I was a fan. I was like, I like this painting. I like this just nonsense style on the ground. He's barefoot, smoking cigs, and just...
Well, it turns out the CIA figured it's so garbage, we're going to use this to fuck up the Soviets.
I don't know who it was until today.
I sold so many tickets for my new tour, just the CIA fucking with the Russians. And I'm like, I sold 50,000 tickets.
Like, I don't know why this is funny.
Why is the room empty?
There's no handicap jokes.
Industry
plan. I don't know why it's funny. Industry plant. But no, he's not even a plant because he didn't know. He didn't tell him. They just picked him arbitrarily.
Yeah, that's
meaner.
An industry plant.
That's horrible. Because
he made a lot of money.
At least if you're... Yeah.
There are worse things.
Yeah, there's worse things than being a millionaire.
Yeah, $100 million for
and
a fucking piece of shit.
And everyone's thinking you're amazing, except for the CIA people going, this fucking
holy
guy.
Shit. One of my buddies, Memory Champion, the last week I hit him up. He was supposed to come down do a podcast, and he's like, "I got to go to Russia," and for like a
during the war
for like a memory thing, right? So I'm like, oh, crazy. He's like, "Yeah, I'm not sure if I'm gonna do it." I'm like, "Yeah, I was gonna say." I'm like, "How are you getting back?" And he's like, "What do you mean?" I was like, "Well, they're actively at war with our allies, your allies, your American." And he goes, "I never thought of that." I'm like, "Yeah." Like, you're going to Russia. That's their war.
He's got a bad
you're
memory
American.
If he forgot that.
So then I'm like, isn't that the most Russian thing to do? To be like, yes, we have stolen your memory champion. What do you want to do next?
Do you want to great treasure chest
how
of knowledge
can,
or
how
not?
Can USA possibly function without their greatest memory champion? It just sounds like the one.
Now we hold your memories.
We must solve this with game of chess. Loser gets nuked, you know? Like,
wait, are you still allowed? Can we fly from here to Russia?
Yeah, apparently he's there now, and he's going to come back.
So you can get, because you need a visa, right?
Probably cheap flights, yeah. Yeah,
but you need a visa. So
doesn't that mean that it's all a sham?
To get a visa?
Probably not that.
Doesn't that mean that this is all a sham? If you're allowed to fly there, then what are we doing?
We're not really at war with them, really.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we
are.
We're giving our money. We're giving
but it's not like official on paper.
On paper, we're not at war.
That's crazy. That shows that this is no one gives a shit about human life. None of this is all nonsense.
I like the era though of the the space race and the Cold War. There was like an era where chess mattered and like and the first one to the moon. And it wasn't about like I'm gonna fucking obviously it was about I'm gonna nuke you and like that was a threat. Yeah.
And
but,
I'm gonna make a better film than you.
Yeah, but everything was about like how to up them culturally and like that was like a healthy war during the Cold War, like unexpectedly. Where millions, tens of millions of people watch chess on TV, like Bobby Fischer,
it's crazy.
Fucking Kasper, or whatever his name was. It wasn't a Kasper, it was a Karpov or whatever.
So he's watching just Jackson Pollock.
So what do you guys think about this?
I think it's garbage.
Okay, guess how much it sold for?
$120 million,
$200 million. 200.
Yeah.
That's insane.
There's a lady who found one at a thrift store.
Yeah, like that was Who the Fuck Is Jackson Pollock
lady.
That's
it. I don't like it. Looks this.
Speaking of flights to like Russia, there was a guy who basically, if he wanted to go on vacation, he'd wait till something bad happened somewhere. And then the flights were like super cheap. And then
like he went to Turkey when there was a terrorist attack.
You've seen the video.
Yeah, which is fucking, I mean, it's not the dumbest plan because you are going to get cheap flights. No one wants to fly there.
But you're
going
to go to shitty places.
You can go to shitty places where everyone's in a shitty mood and on edge. And it's like, I'm saving $400.
I went to New York for $18. How was it? It was cloudy and everyone was crying.
Yeah.
Amazing.
That's exactly
everything was closed.
Yeah, couldn't do any shopping. No Arabs. They're all high. Yeah, it's fucking crazy. No, I'd rather go somewhere, spend a little extra, and enjoy.
Yeah.
I'm going to head to Miami for a couple of days.
Okay.
What are you going?
What
in
date?
In May, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. Going to Italy in May.
Oh, sexy.
Going to the, in May in Turin. Turin, like northern Italy, and doing the European Championship of Magic. I'm
When in May?
Who are you competing against?
I'm not competing. I'm actually just like hanging out, and I'm on a committee for the next FISM, which is like the Olympics of Magic.
Oh, yeah, I remember the JISM.
Yeah, exactly. And they do it every 3 years. The next one's going to be in Italy, so I'm going there for a meeting, and we're like, I'm planning the whole social media thing for them. And
it's in Italy, huh?
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. Close to Vatican.
That's the only city I've ever been to in Italy.
Turin?
It's
I've been there. That's yeah. So I've been to
it's
two.
It's near like
Milan
and kind of Switzerland.
Yep.
And
you drive through the Alps to get there.
Yeah.
It's really beautiful.
I bet it.
Yeah, that's dope.
When are you going?
End of May.
Oh. He's going to be in Italy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. Oh, you're going to be there at the same time as him?
Yeah.
You down in Rome? Oh. Or?
In Rome, though, yeah.
Yeah, it's way south.
At the end, yeah.
It's easier to pretend like you're Italian.
Yeah, in Rome. Yeah, yeah. You think so? I think he'd stand out. I think he'd be like, hey, you're
are
Fugazi.
Are you going to pretend you're Italian?
Of course. There, yeah? Of course I'm going to pretend I'm Italian.
You're Fugazi. Yeah.
Hey. Let us look at your penis. That's fine. Not a Rocco-sized penis.
That is a Thomas penis.
Yeah. He's trying to bend women over in the public. And like, what are you doing? When I'm in Rome, I'm doing what the Romans are supposed to do. I learned from documentaries on the Netflix. It's a German propaganda thing.
I downloaded Duolingo to learn, but I opened it like twice.
Yeah, you're not going to learn it.
Yeah.
Hey, give it
the
up.
Thing that
I'm
going to
freestyle it there.
The thing that sucks about being North American and going, I'm going to pick up a little Italian,
yeah,
is we hear so much Spanish. So it's so hard to learn Italian if you
that's
know
what
like a bit of a
it fucks
Spanish,
up your language.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah.
Cause
but
very
as long
similar.
As you have the, oh, like yeah, that's all you really need. Hey, oh.
Un café, por favor.
Yeah,
that's
perfect.
Mexican.
I used to work with Italians. I know one sentence, and it's agua fresca, vino puro, frica stretta, cazzo duro. And it means the water is fresh, the wine is pure, the pussy's tight, and the dick is hard. And
nice.
Oh, shit. That's,
can you say that again?
Agua fresca, vino puro, frica stretta, cazzo duro. Oh,
I like it.
That was like, the, you know, because cazzo is like, che cazzo?
I
like, what
it.
Are you doing? What the fuck are you doing?
Me, it's fucking easy. I go, café, vaffanculo, café. Just coffee, go fuck yourself.
You just said, you yell out Greek words as you're there. Café, monopano.
Some of them speak Greek.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Same thing they all, with they all look Greek, funny enough.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Same thing with Greeks. A lot of them will speak Italian because it's right there.
Yeah.
It's like us with like, I would say the States, but it's the same language.
Yeah.
Yeah. You look as Italian as French Canadians look like they're from France.
So not Italian at
all. All look alike, I feel. No, is that just a hot take?
Do you think
French
Canadians look like French?
I feel like there's enough similarity to be like,
no,
like Italians and Greeks are very
Italians and Greeks.
France,
obviously.
Yeah. France and Quebec, though, French people in my mind are super
thin,
like long
yeah,
and thin.
Oh, that's
like,
true.
Like very
yeah,
dainty.
Yeah,
we're more.
They seem like a villain in yeah, a cartoon.
We're like the American version of France.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we're the chubby French. But I was surprised. I was in France not that long ago, and a lot of chubby people.
Really?
Whenever I used to go to Europe, I was always like, how the fuck can they eat this much fucking bread and pasta and stay thin? And I think now the fact that there's so many KFCs
yeah,
and
it's
Burger
all the
King,
shitty ingredients.
They're all fucking big fat Americans, yeah,
and
too.
That big, that heavy Belgian beer that everyone's drinking, like that's...
They're eating like us, like garbage. Well, Mike, what I'm going to suggest to people is if they speak French to come see you on tour. Your tour is everywhere. MikeWard.ca for tickets. You, sir.
I don't know when this is going up, but I'll be in Austin on April 21st at the Vulcan doing
nice,
some stuff there. Or March 21st, sorry.
March 21st.
Yeah, that's close.
That I can't join you.
Yeah, March this will 21st. Be in the past probably.
Yeah.
That'll be last week. Thanks for coming.
How
that.
Was it?
It was great, man. We'll talk about it in 2 weeks.
Yeah?
It'll be sick.
You. Where are you going to be?
Deep Asylum 69. Somewhere in some alleyway or something.
Deep Asylum 69 is his Twitter and Instagram handle. Yeah. I am Poseidon.com, PantalisComedy.com. Follow my stuff. You can come watch me on tour or you can check out in the podcast. Thank you and go fuck yourselves.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.